Cause it's,
oh my god.
Here we on.
Oh my god.
Pull from the Drawer Podcast. We are back in this thing. You know what I'm saying? Two threes. You know.
He touched my hand.
Oh, yeah, I didn't mean to. He just.
If you want to touch me, all right, bro. Go ahead.
No pity.
No pity. For real. Two threes. You. Whatever. It don't matter no more. I don't know myself at this point. You know what I'm saying? It's confusing. To the far right of me is my brother. No matter what, I always on 10, always on go. Ryan, what it is?
Hey, bro, I'm chilling, bro. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. Team won today.
Thank God.
Disrespectful. A 4:30 start is very. We'll talk about it. We'll talk about it.
It's all
right. To my other right. MVP right here.
He
crossed the half court line. He just started putting it up, boy.
He's on fire.
Really, boy.
Don't blush now.
My cousin, your cousin, everyone's favorite cousin.
You know.
Cousin Wayne, man. How you doing, man?
Man, I'm doing good, man. Oh,
that's great.
I'm doing my thing, you know. It could be tonight. It could. But we're going to see what's going to happen.
We're going to see how fast you... we'll see how fast you drink this wine.
Hey.
I'm right there with you.
Hey.
last but certainly not least, the smartest man in the room, but the one everyone loves. That everyone comes to and confides in, and you know what I'm saying, to the deep, darkest secrets to him. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know where he get the information from. But,
oh, yes. Out of then. And I don't want to make it seem like I'm trying to.
Anyway. Yeah.
My brother Avery, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Man, hey.
How was our week, man?
What is it? No black and berry sweet?
Nah. Nope.
I thought that was a thing.
Hey, bro. I'm fighting allegations right now. I'm fighting allegations. No, man. Calm down on that.
No Kool-Aid.
What?
You see what I'm saying? It's like half court line. He come past the half court, heat check.
He dug it from the free throw line, my guy.
This nigga like Space Jam.
All with the long.
Not for real.
Yeah.
I wish that I could. Never mind. Alright, how was our week so, man?
Pretty good. Mm-hmm. You know, I do go back to work on Monday.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
You don't seem too excited.
You should.
No, I had to cut some motherfucker out. You know.
Because you're going back to work?
Not that. It keep trying to take me from my route. And I was like, we ain't having
it. Oh, they trying to switch it up on
you. Yeah. Trying to mess me up. But we ain't having that. I'm going back to my shit. You feel me?
I feel you.
Yeah. Twinkle, twinkle.
Right.
Hey, what does that mean, man?
What do you mean?
Like, what do you mean you're going to go back to your shit? Like, your route?
Yeah, my route.
I thought you had like 8 routes in one route.
8 routes in one route? Mm-hmm. No. Why you say that?
I thought they sent you like out west, and then out east, and then out north.
Oh, so what you doing? You think it's DHL? But it's not. That's not.
If it was DHL, you would. Never mind. It doesn't matter.
Okay, strike one. That's all I gotta say.
Don't get three. Do not.
Because what I was gonna say that I
no. What I'm saying is.
What you gonna say?
Nothing.
I do
subscription. Right. That's
Netflix.
Oh yeah. I see.
You ever seen the
NBA All Star game? Mm-hmm. And you see someone like they heating up like, nah, he ain't just finna outdo me like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I see y'all back.
Yeah.
We're gonna see who wins.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna win MVP.
No, don't give up. You sound like J. Cole.
You gonna score.
I said I'm gonna score a lot.
You gonna score a lot.
Yeah.
But you gonna score more than him?
No, I scored him. I just won an MVP.
You didn't like that. That's
no, I
he didn't.
Did, he didn't,
you like, didn't that like that.
He didn't like that at all.
Nice setup. No, you're not.
I thought it was gonna happen by the summer.
Oh yeah, we gonna make that happen.
When was the last time you shot a ball? Thanks.
It's been a minute, but no. Hey, just no.
Anywho,
just no.
Avery, how was your week though?
Hey, man, you know. It is what it is. I will say this one thing. Mm-hmm. So, unfortunately, so last weekend.
Cut to the chase, brother.
See, what he doing?
Cut to the chase, brother.
What he doing?
Don't beat around the bush.
I'm not beating around the bush.
Come on, work with us. Last weekend,
we were out, and we unfortunately saw probably one of the worst car accidents.
Please talk about that.
I am. So, first of all, for all the people out there, make sure you are paying attention while driving, because there's a lot of idiots. For the idiots out there, please stay off the road.
I know.
So, I'm glad you said that, because you know. So, yeah. Basically, this dude was going over 100 miles an hour on... It was like a long stretch of road, kind of like a highway, but it wasn't a highway. It's literally like just a regular road, like 45 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm. What area is
it? No, this is like out of state.
Oh.
Yeah, we were out of state.
So, young kid, right?
No, this is a 32-year-old man.
30?
Uh-huh. And unfortunately, he was driving on the shoulder and blew through a red light and hit a 21-year-old.
Oh.
At this point, you know, 21 is like, you born in 2000, that's still like a kid to us.
So you 2000 and.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So he was only 21. He ran through the light, hit, and killed this dude. Like, we heard it, and then eventually when you see the aftermath, you couldn't even recognize what kind of car it was.
No, but tell me what you said it sounded like, though.
It sounded like an explosion. Like, it sounded, it was loud. Like, yeah. But basically, yeah. Unfortunately, we saw that. So, like I said, pay attention on the road, and yeah.
RIP to his family too.
Yeah,
like that's a sight that you would never.
Yeah,
you can't forget it.
My prayers go out to that teenager.
Well, people tend to forget that
life is valuable. Like, it can be gone like that.
And cars are machines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're not lifesavers, bro.
You're
not really that safe in this.
They say, like, driving is one of the most dangerous things you do on a daily basis. Like, we take it for granted at times, but it's like, at any given moment.
Right.
I mean, most of...
And it could not be you. It could be someone else.
Yeah, most of it just come from being on your damn phone. Stay off the phone, you know?
Yeah, at this day and age, you're right.
Or, you know, being drunk, which I don't do that.
But there are plenty of people that still do it for whatever reason. So,
yeah.
Because
they don't think before they actually do it.
Or, no, they think they're going to be okay to drive, and they still do it, and then come to find out they're not okay to drive.
And they're waking up, you see blue lights.
Yeah. Like Glorilla?
Oh.
I didn't like that. Like,
I seen that.
Now,
you didn't like what?
See?
That she put herself in that position. She should have jumped.
Well, hold on. Audience, I just want to say just a quick hindsight, quick note. There's no way in the world that you're going to pass a sobriety test.
Ever. Some people can't.
Don't do it.
It's over.
Don't do it.
Can't do it.
Don't do it.
It's up to the drive.
It's up to the police officer discretion if you pass or not. And if he's got a suspicion of you drinking and driving, he's going to fail you anyways. Just don't do it. Just say no. Well, don't drive. It's way too many apps for you to be.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Have a DD or use Uber, Lyft, something.
Yeah, something.
Or have a. Or have a.
Yeah.
At worst case.
Have a real close friend come pick you up.
There it is. Easy.
Take you home.
It's too many options.
Yeah, it's way too many options.
I'll just to end it off, it was just one of the worst sights you ever seen. If you see something like that, I'm going to just tell you right now, if y'all see that, like, that would stick with you. And ever since then, I've been, like, I'm always a cautious person, but like, I just...
Yeah, you got to be alert all the time.
It's wild.
Yeah.
You are a cautious driver.
The thing is, though...
That's why I used to like riding with you a lot. Remember that? Yeah. I used to never drive nowhere.
I remember him for the first time. He did really good.
Oh, you was testing me.
No,
he was testing me.
You did good.
No, I trusted Avery.
You did good.
Even
in my darkest nights, she was trying to distract you, but she was having a conversation with you.
You shooting,
but you still stay focused. You still did your thing. You still watched out for idiots.
That is
really like Trey, young.
Yeah, I'm about to say you just letting it go.
Y'all wild.
Before we get into this, I told y'all the other day that I had a confession. And I kind of waited to get this one off.
Okay. I'm here, brother.
So, you know what I'm saying? To the audience, you know what I'm saying? I don't know, like, where our age range is. But, you know what I'm saying? I'm a 90s baby. So, in the 90s, you know what I'm saying? I grew up on wrestling. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, the good classic wrestling.
The Attitude Era.
Like, yeah. Like that.
Like, WCW. You know?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Then, like,
yeah. Yeah, TNA.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they was
you know
wild,
what I'm saying?
Boy.
Like,
hey. Shout out to Goldberg. You feel me? My dog.
Okay. Well,
hey, Ryan, you gotta start hitting some shots, my guy.
Salute. Anywho,
was that a bucket?
It really.
That was alley oop. That was alley oop. Slam dunk, baby. You feel me? Let's go with it.
That was a brick. don't let him have it. Like brick. Like you hear that
in your dreams.
Okay. Anywho, I'm gonna say, can I get back to my?
I've seen your jumper.
Go.
Yeah, go ahead, bro.
See yours.
Hey.
We're gonna let it go.
Yeah,
we're gonna let it go.
Anywho, so
we're gonna help.
Unfortunately, though, like since probably like 2012, I ain't been really watching. I ain't been paying attention for real, for real. I ain't gonna lie. You know, what I'm saying? I ain't just really just tapping in like how I usually tap in. As of recently, I have, but I gotta be honest.
Mm-hmm.
It's for a reason.
Go ahead.
Jay Cargill, man. I don't know.
Do tell.
That girl is drop dead gorgeous. And I ain't even into the cut up type, like washboard abs, like you got cut up arm, like, you know what I'm saying? I ain't even cut up for real, but so Shorty is.
So it's kind of like Trish Stratus back in when we were watching.
See, and that's the thing.
I ain't gonna lie.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna just throw it out here. People probably won't agree with me, but I think China look good for a swole person.
That China?
Yeah. I think she look good, face-wise.
I'm not mad at that. No, I wasn't one of the people. I ain't mad at that.
I'm just saying. I think she look good.
No, she was a big deal.
Like she,
you might not have thought that she was a big deal.
I know how big she was. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about.
You judging his taste, bro?
No. Anyways,
you like Miss what's her name? Jacqueline, the black woman. You like her?
I'm telling you, I never liked. That's what I was getting to.
Oh, go ahead.
Most of those women back then just didn't really like they was cool, but I see what Shawn Michaels doing. Shawn Heartbreak Kid Michaels. I see what you're doing, boy.
What are you doing?
He's 60.
Right. Saying, what are you doing?
Have you seen the talent that WWE been getting in?
No, I don't.
Do me a favor.
He's on to something. I just tell you that.
Just go on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Type in WWE women.
First thing gonna pop up. Right there.
Don't worry about it. Anywho, that's my confession.
What do parents do that ruin their children at an early age? Ooh, that is a great question. I'm gonna read it again.
Turn down Sears Street, dig.
What do parents do? That's what the show's about. You know, you never know. So yeah, what do parents do that ruin their children at an early age?
It ain't about talking. All right, never mind. What do parents do to ruin?
Leave.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's needed there.
Having them twerking on social media, on camera.
Okay, so the spectrum. Hey, I thought we was gonna start here.
What?
I'm just saying.
How? Because he got a point. Social media, like what parents do with their kids now. Think about it. That's not far fetched what he just said at all.
Come on, brother. You know what's going on. You know what happened.
Let him cook.
Just say it.
Do your thing. Do your thing.
You was trying to go a little.
I thought we was gonna slow walk the dog.
Nah,
I did too.
He took out
the leash.
Leave him. Abandonment.
Threw the ball.
Brenda,
go get it.
In the trash.
I feel like that would hurt my feelings. Okay, fine.
Okay. So unpack that a little bit.
I threw the ball. He got it. Came back. Coming back. Okay, we gonna go again. Come back again. Let's go. Come on.
It's halftime, Wayne.
Halftime.
He don't know that.
I thought it was still.
Hey, he don't know that.
You know what?
Everybody was like him. He's still like this. He right next to the referee just shooting.
I still think this is first quarter.
So, Ryan, leave him. Go ahead.
You still think it's the first quarter?
Ryan.
Come on.
Oh, I'm sorry. Leave him. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately, I've not been in a situation where I have both of my parents right now to, like...
Salute
to them. But, yeah, I feel like kids who lose a parent for whatever the situation is, if one of them leaves or however that goes, I feel like that forces a kid to grow up faster than they want to because it forces the other parent to do more than they initially thought they were going to have to.
Facts. Facts.
That was good substance.
That was good.
See,
why are you looking at...
You still want to slow walk the dog.
No,
you can't.
We're here. We're here now. I'm going to try to bring the dog back in the house. He ain't on the leash.
Go catch
him. Ran through the neighborhood.
Go ahead. We listen. Go ahead.
It's not my goal. It's Wayne's right. goal.
Just have it ready. Go ahead, Wayne.
Well, I said what I said.
You did.
You did. Elaborate.
So you saying, so you like, with Kanye, like, how he said, like, he didn't want North to have TikTok. He didn't want her to be on TikTok because that might encourage her to start doing some of those landish things that you described that kids shouldn't be doing that are reserved for grown adults.
Like I said, it could happen because, I mean, he's saying look at her mom, but. Hey,
oh,
but,
Jesus.
But I'm just saying, I'm just throwing it out there. But
fresh off the White House.
I'm just saying, see, everybody knows.
She was just with Kamala.
Wait, think about it. Every kid is online now. She can't see what her mama, you know.
And think this, her. Though. When she was young, though, she even said that she found her, and I quote, and she didn't like it. And she embarrassed her on live. I'm just saying.
I'm not disagreeing.
I just feel like that kind of like traumatized her a little bit because everybody knows, even though at that age, she got to know that.
But in hindsight, let's just, I don't want to seem like I'm on Kim's side with this.
Yeah,
but
you can be, though.
I just want to play devil's advocate.
No,
if I've only shown...
You want him to be.
Me?
Yes.
No, I don't know Kim.
I know.
No.
That's cool. But go ahead.
If I don't... if I've only shown a great example, you've only seen me in a certain light,
mm-hmm.
and I'm only progressing in a better, more positive light,
mm-hmm.
should that, like... Because you don't even know that side of... Your mama. So the only thing you can say is from the internet, but shouldn't that like be a conversation that she should have with her mother?
Well, true, but still using that logic as an example, you could say what your mama is right now, she's doing great things, successful, whatever she does. It doesn't specify. But then, like we talked before, you turn on that Freaknik documentary and see what she was doing, some things that she didn't
think. Mama had a life.
True, but still, it's out there. You got to explain that stuff now.
That's true.
So it's just kind of like that in that situation.
Is it just different because you can see it rather than they just tell you about it?
Personally, just generally.
But again, going back to that, how would that ruin her?
Oh.
Because if I'm giving you I just sat down with the vice president.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about reform. I'm talking about going to law school, become a lawyer so I can free people. She's still doing clout stuff, but it's a different level.
That's never going to be the family.
I'm about to say, it's a different level of clout, though, that she's doing. So if I'm setting this type of good example, surely my past that I did over close to 20 years ago, it'd be about 20 years ago.
Yeah.
That shouldn't have. Really,
I don't think it'll
hinder
ruin.
Her in her growing up.
It shouldn't ruin it, but she definitely wants some answers.
Okay,
no, I'm just saying, like the way that she, you know, said it, and and she was on live with it.
Right.
She just kind of like felt, I guess she felt some type of way that maybe you should have just told me. And, you know, woman to little girl, you should at least.
But also, tell she's me young though. So, like, when
she how young, do, but she really you, smart.
Yeah, but how do you decide when to have that conversation or when it be?
You gotta know your child.
She's really smart.
I should come up.
No, please ask that question.
I'm going to give my answer to the question.
Go ahead.
To the topic
of
hand. I think how you can ruin your child's upbringing in a negative way would be passing down traumas that you lived through as a child. Mm-hmm. Whatever your parents put you through, you're pushing that on your child. Instead of giving your child the fair shake, or your child could be completely different from what you have to experience or what you have to endure and grow through. So you're trying to put these rules, regulations, strict restrictions on them, and they're not even that type of child, or telling them that they can only do a certain thing when they have the ability to do something else. But because your parents told you you couldn't pursue that, you got to do something else. Now you won't allow them to follow their dreams in the sense.
That makes sense. How much you think they're like doing stuff?
Oh, a lot.
Like on a scale of 1 to 10, you think that's like one of the
close to 10.
Oh, you think it is a 10?
Yeah, because you project even in a positive way, you're still projecting. Like, did y'all ever watch the Tiger Woods little doc series on HBO Max?
A little bit, not too much of.
So a lot of it talked about Tiger and what he went through as a adult, but it really talked about his childhood and his upbringing. He didn't really have much of a childhood because his father had him on the golf course so much. Like, he treated him as an adult from a very young age. So if I'm making you live out my dreams or what I see for you, I'm kind of robbing you of your childhood.
No, kind of. You are.
So you're not being a regular kid like how you're supposed to, because I got these type of expectations for you.
Like, your whole mindset of your childhood is based off the golf course.
Right. Instead or of, anything. Any child know. Actor or rapper or, you know what I'm saying? Like,
it's like you're a professional at 5 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy.
You have, you have to carry yourself that way. You can't make the same kid-like mistakes or...
Yeah. I mean,
kid you, like standards. I mean, sometimes you just want to get up and go play.
Could you say that his son kind of experienced that, but it still had a childhood on top of that, though?
What you mean?
So I'm just saying, like, so basically, like, so okay, as right now, his son is practically is a millionaire now,
for sure.
But
and he's following after Tiger's footsteps. But
yeah, but
do you think that's a choice though?
That is something I feel like that's what he wanted to do. He just want to be like his father. That's how I see it.
And that's what I'm saying. I feel like Tiger gave him the choice.
Yeah, he's doing a really good job.
Tiger had that choice. So that's
No.
You know what I'm saying? So that's why I say it's high. Whether it be a positive, like Tiger, Tiger took something positive out of it. He's one of the best golfers ever, but that can still. Yeah, it can still.
Huge cost. Like Mark Jackson. Yeah. The Jackson, basically.
Yeah. Miley Cyrus, like you can point in any direction.
Billy Ray started off with a good path, really great path.
You can point any direction you want to, but
what's crazy is she's been famous so long. You would think she's like in her 40s. She's 31.
She's our age.
Yeah.
She's around our age.
It's so weird.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, she looks.
And going back to your point, like how stressful it got to be being a kid trying to grow up. In the limelight, right? Like, that's crazy, bro.
And that's why I said, I think it's hard, like, kids that gotta grow up, like, especially, like, child actors and stuff like that. Yeah. Like, you're famous and you're 5, 6, 7 years old.
You're already a star.
Macaulay Culkin couldn't have a regular life.
You can't have a regular life. Like,
you can't.
You think about, like, how we were when we were 14, 15, 16 years old. Everybody's making mistakes. But now, you're in that limelight, you can't make mistakes like that.
Or it's heightened by 25.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because then everybody on the internet sees what you're doing. They're doing the same shit. Right. But you're in the limelight, so they're going to talk about you and put it as a headline and stuff like that. You feel like you can't make mistakes, which makes you make more mistakes.
Facts. Yeah, true.
Well, I'll just say one thing that I experienced it ain't really ruined me per se, but I've seen it because I used to work with children, is the fact of a lot of parents don't know when or how to apologize. Like if they, see, you already know.
Oh, Lord.
Children aren't stupid. So when I work with kids, yeah, they're real smart. So when I work with kids, one thing that I noticed, like some parents will purposely not pick their child up on time for whatever reason. But then when they can't pick them, like, you know, mama, where you been? Or daddy, where you been? Oh, I was doing this, I was doing that. And it's like, they know you weren't doing this, or they know you weren't doing that. Other thing is, if a parent, I'll give this example. I can say this now because I'm grown. She can't do that. My mama.
No, I know.
I'm being respectful. Okay. I will never forget. I was 16 years old.
Just watch what you say.
I'm not going to disrespect.
I'm saying, I love you, boy. What's the same, bro?
You don't want to take me out of here, dude.
Yeah, no.
So I remember this. And I didn't bring it up because, you know, I'm in a child's place, I guess, still. Mm-hmm. But when I was 16 years old, had a friend. I ain't going to say. Y'all know. But
it was her?
It's her. Sweet 16. Well, I can say, y'all know, right?
Yeah.
Okay. It was her sweet 16. She invited everybody to Cambridge Park. I told my mama, yeah, it started at 3. Can I go? She said, yeah, I'll take you. Started at 3. I told her that. Y'all want to know what she did at 3:30? She went grocery shopping. Ask me what time we left. Don't worry, I'll tell you. We ain't leave till 5 o'clock.
So everybody was already leaving.
By the time I got there, I was there for 20 minutes. Y'all think she apologized for that?
Damn, so you didn't get no cake or nothing? You just,
I didn't get nothing. I got to no pull cake? Up and say hi. I pulled up and say hi. No, he worried about the cake.
Yeah, why was the cake though?
I didn't.
Well, I'm just saying though. Especially if you don't like.
Not the cookies.
Not the cookies.
Shout out to episode 3. If y'all haven't seen episode 3, go back and check out.
Got me feeling. Hey, I like what y'all did right there. That's cool. But
anywho. I never got an apology for that, and that's something, because I'm in that weird space. It's like, if I say something, I'm going to get in trouble. Mm-hmm. But if I don't say anything, I'm going to feel the type of way. You know what I'm saying? So it's like something that simple you should be able to recognize. I know parents don't look at their child and be like, I should apologize for that. That's all I got to say about that.
Have you worked through that? Have you forgave her for that?
Yeah, it was a small example of other stuff, but it goes in line with not apologizing, or at least acknowledging, like, oh, I'm sorry, you know, I didn't mean to.
No, and I said that as a joke, but I really meant that.
Yeah, I know.
Some people do have harbored feelings from back in their childhood or past that people just never grew through.
You the same thing?
Yeah, so, I mean.
Oh, yeah. Plenty of times. But I just dealt with it. That's cool.
But that's the thing, though, because with some people, it can ruin them.
What did you have?
But that turns into you becoming an adult. For some people, you don't ask for that apology, or you don't confront. I ain't going to say confront. You don't go to that person and be like, well, you know, you did this or did that. Because you had that fear of somebody lashing out.
Not for real.
Yeah.
You hit that nail right on the head, didn't you? Yeah, some people just don't go to people.
All I'm going to say is that.
Oh, you ain't want to.
Anywho. All I'm going to say is this.
I was going to unpack it.
Parents that don't. Hey, parents that don't apologize.
Put them in the car. This ain't. Put them in the car. Just want to throw that out there.
it's like as soon as he hear the whistle, like,
hey Jordan,
inbound the ball.
Hey Jordan, can I add one more thing?
Go ahead. I think one thing that maybe not that the parents are necessarily doing wrong purposely, but I think it ruins kids as they get older is they don't set proper boundaries for kids.
That is true.
I think some parents try too hard to be like their kid's friend more than just like their parent. You know what I mean? And I understand it to a degree. Like I love my dad. I'd do anything for my dad. But my dad made it a clear boundary. Like, hey,
I'm not teetering the fence.
Yeah, like when you get to this point, that's it.
Yeah.
And I knew that boundary. I never crossed it. Type
you,
of thing.
You think that's an age thing or just a maturity level thing? The reason why I say this is because we went to school with people like, yeah, my mom let me cuss. My dad let me cuss. And I'm just like, I wouldn't say dang around my mama. Like,
wouldn't say
it. Yeah, because she going to be like, did you say damn?
Yeah.
you bet not. Dictionary book. Throw his head. Bow. No, you know, you don't want that. Chop time.
Oh, boy.
Just saying, you know.
What's it, Webster?
I'm just saying.
That's a big book.
Hey, boy went through it, boy. I'll tell you.
Anywho, so,
dictionary book.
However, I do agree with what you're saying because I think.
I said, dang. She thought I said, damn. Man. You know, book this.
Concussion. CTE.
Yeah, he hit the back of my head, hit the wall.
Okay.
Forehead hit the wall, you know. I already got a big ass forehead, you know. Just saying. Just want to throw it out there. But yeah. It's out there.
To answer your question, I think it's a mixture of both. Mm-hmm. And it comes with culture, too. Like, where you from or, like, how you raised or where you was raised. Mm-hmm. I feel like certain kids get, for example, we've been to New York. Mm-hmm. I don't know about y'all, but I seen little kids on the subway by themselves just and navigating. I'm over there lost in a mug. Like, they over there just knowing where to go and how to go.
I'm like this the whole time.
You know, like don't know where to go.
When I first seen that, man, I seen the little black smudge on the face and stuff. I was like, oh Lord, that kid needs some help. I gave him $10 each because I'm that type of guy. I'm just saying. I just want to throw it out there.
You're a great guy.
I'm just saying. He stopped my point to give out a story about some smudge.
I'm just saying, man. You know, you see the kids. Some of them don't be taking baths, man. I'm just saying, bro. I'm just helping them out. You know, give them $10. You know, get a slice of pizza or something. You know.
What about the bath that they need to?
Hey, they get some soap.
Jordan.
Anywho, I use that as an example to say, like, certain kids have to grow up a little faster or are being put in different environments and learning how to adapt a lot quicker than some others.
Yeah.
And it just depends on, like, how you were raised or how you grew up. So I think that just comes with, you know what I'm saying, your surroundings, your being a product of your society, whether it's stable or whether it's broke or not.
I'll say one last quick point. I'll tell you.
Because like sometimes you seconds. Come from a broke society. Sometimes you come from a stable society.
But adding to that, though, people also ruin their kids by having them when they know they can't afford them.
Ooh-wee.
Some people don't have the mental. He is so funny. Ryan, you are losing terribly right now.
He's missed so many shots, and you let him hit one.
No, but at least he's putting them up. You're not shooting at all.
I'm not taking
bad shots.
Sir, I'm not.
Okay, anywho, before we move on. So financially, mentally, and then, to me, one of the biggest things is the education. You can teach your child certain things. Kind of how you said, like, instead of having the stuff that just handed down that right. like you never get an explanation right. for, you actually take your time to tell them, hey, this is wrong for this reason,
right.
this is right, or this could be wrong, and this, you know, just different situations.
Or if you like do that. This would lead to...
It could lead to that, and I'm not going to hold your hand, but you're going to have to learn.
Right.
But you know.
Damn.
We can be on that all day.
I had another point, but I'm going to let it go. Well, I can talk about this all
day.
Jordan, cool.
I'm going to let it go.
Hey, I'm about to get to it.
That could be an episode in itself.
Definitely.
So. Yeah.
Yeah. Got some more rap beef.
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately, it's just not the rap beef that we wanted. It's not the.
It's the undercard. Yeah. At this point, it might be the main event.
Yeah. I'm about to say, is the main event going to happen?
Is it the main event?
It might be. It's looking that way.
It's quite one-sided to be a main event.
Okay, well, let's not get to that first.
I'm sorry.
Let's not get to that first. The Deluxe, Chris Brown, last episode, or was it five? one of them episodes, yeah, I came
one,
in
last touch. One. Yeah, last one.
I told y'all because Residuals, Song of the Week, whatever. We was talking about the deluxe and how great it was. But Chris did a little rapping.
Just a little.
He did a little rapping.
You dig me?
He just wanted to make it clear.
He had a lot.
He just wanted to make it clear. Yeah, it was some talks at the fashion show.
You being too nice, bro. Say what
it
is.
No, right, bro. He
did his thing. Shout out to Chris Breezy. He did his thing.
He bodied Quavo.
Bodied.
Quick.
Hold on. So the first initial song you saying he...
You talking about the first shot that Chris Brown
Yeah,
threw?
The first shot.
That was like a little quick 1-2 jab. But then
Quavo like one, two
came
jab,
back.
Kind of
I'm about to say, but Quavo came
was,
back.
Yeah, Quavo came impressive. Back. Yeah.
Man, can I say this?
Come on.
Can I say this?
Come on. It wasn't even impressive?
Right.
I'm seeing a little biasness in the room. Is there some biasness in the room?
Wait. I'll give him this. I respected that you came back with something, but...
I respect how fast he came back. I respect that.
Well, he was cool. He got used to take home, though.
No, we ain't got to that yet. So now, you going to 100.
You going to 100.
I'm
going to 100. Hey, we on Murderborough Road. Quick.
We on Murderborough Road. Go 45. Police out.
45?
Yes, sir. Anyway, so we didn't like... Y'all didn't like... Because I liked Quavo's
first. I thought it was cool. It was cool. But based on what I heard from Chris, that's fine, I guess.
Then Chris Brown came back and responded.
Round three, and he...
And he...
He got in the ring.
And he...
He got in the ring and was... yeah. He was Floyd Mayweather.
Put him on his ass.
He said, don't talk about me beating. We see what happened in the elevator. Oh.
He said he was sticky. Ready for smoke when they were sitting next to each other.
That's what...
Sticky situation. And it's kind of bad because, you know what I'm saying, Chris Brown did take the Migos on tour.
Yes,
so like, right. This is it is just not.
What's this over though, Jordan? Say it.
I don't know.
You know exactly.
No, you know.
I don't know.
Yeah, you do.
No, how am I supposed to? I don't even know why people in my life beef on me. How am I supposed to quit other random people beef with?
Yeah, you do.
Oh Lord.
No, I don't. That reason is not the reason. Niggas is cap. Let's keep it. Oh, so now we quiet all of a sudden. All right. Now we go back
listening.
To Chris and Quavo.
No,
we go back to. Yeah, you've been doing that light. Never mind. Anywho.
You dancing like Chris?
What I tell him?
What's this over, Jordan?
Apparently, the first time we ever seen them have a
water.
Issue was BET Awards weekend, right?
Yes.
And they was in that parking garage.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And it was alleged.
That was a while ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think it was a couple weeks before that, it was alleged that Quavo and Karrueche had some type of messing around or dealings.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you know, we know how Chris is about his exes. Very territorial.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Quite.
So some things happened. We're not sure what exactly happened, but some things happened.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
so is over a girl.
I think that's where it started.
So you mean to tell me that...
I feel like it's past that now. I feel like it's, some other things have happened and brewed up, but you talking about the main root. I think the main root is, yes.
Over a girl that they no longer mess with. It's been how
well, long? I ain't in nobody's business.
You don't even mess with her no more. Like,
I ain't in nobody's business. I just found out Chris hit Sweetie. I don't know nothing about nothing. I don't know nothing about nothing.
He said he's piping down. That's all I gotta say.
I don't know these people, so he may have, he may not have, right. But just throwing it out there, it's like, that's wild.
It's kind of odd though, because
she didn't deny it. I don't think.
No, she didn't.
She did. She didn't.
Because when they
seem like she took
look,
the side.
Peep this. They was at the LA game together.
They was.
When was this?
They was. Like the video.
Recently.
I think it was like 22. No, 20. It was around. It was like
22.
Maybe yeah, 21, 22. Anywho.
This is more than just music.
Right. That's why women involved, that means feelings are involved. Feelings involved, that's when... So is this going to stay rap?
No.
No.
Chris Brown got to fighting with Frank Ocean before. Over a parking spot.
Parking spot.
Parking spot.
Nick said Chris lost. What y'all think?
somebody showed up with a cast on their hand. And the only way you get a cast on your hand is if you mess up your fist by doing something.
And you just hit him that hard.
Frank Ocean. See, the thing about it is, though.
But wasn't that part of the his little style that he had on, though?
What you mean?
No.
I'm just saying, let him take his shot.
I don't know.
For three.
Clank.
No. Oh, his ball went green.
Bro, he's shooting like 4 for 17 right now. Like,
why don't you pick it up?
D-Lo.
At least I made four.
Chris Brown. Speaking of shots, though, Chris Brown told Quavo to pull up and, you know, play some ball twice. Right?
Twice.
I'm going to say it again. Yeah.
But think about this. How many times have y'all seen a basketball game start and, you know, drawing at each other, and then once the end, foul once, foul twice, then that last one a little too hard, then it's somebody.
Yeah. We've been through that.
Somebody going to throw hands.
I'm going to drop the name. Saying that. I'm gonna drop the dick for my boy. Yeah, I'm gonna say that.
Hey, that was a quite interesting day. As one of those parts. Anywho,
make my job a little
easier. I'm sorry, my fault. Anywho, so y'all think that okay? Well, Chris Brown went on IG after this last Quavo. First of all, I know you say you didn't like it. I kind of like the song. I ain't gonna lie.
Which one?
The BHB or OHB or
Yeah. I need to talk about.
I like this record.
I did too.
I like the. I guess you could say it's cheating, but kinda not because Chris brought up Takeoff.
Now I didn't like that, and that's why I said it's not gonna just be music, but it's just
Chris
it's
brought up Takeoff.
So. He did.
So
he did.
If you gonna bring up my family that just passed, well, I got a whole stash. I got a whole flash drive with this nigga vocals. You know what? I'm glad you said that. Banger.
Ryan.
You're biased.
You don't like it.
You want to tuck it in? Tuck it in right there. Right there. Tuck it.
The song is cool, man. The song is cool. It's just, maybe I'm biased. Yeah, that's okay. Maybe a little biased. That's all right. But
Quavo can't do it by himself without Takeoff. This one's all right.
He did, though.
The first song was by itself.
So how we see this ending?
Hands.
And Chris Brown.
Hands where?
In the street.
Like they gonna catch each other out or? Chris done invited Offset. He invited Quavo to the house.
Here's the problem though.
Chris been inviting a lot of people to his house.
He do, but see, would you go to somebody's house?
He invited a lot of people to his house. He just had Drewski in his house. He invited a lot of people to his house.
Just throwing it out there. He got a boxing ring.
What does that mean?
He had battle rap events at his house. This nigga be doing a lot of his house.
They do a lot of events. Just saying.
You gonna go to his house, he invite you to come fight? And y'all got real beef?
Fight him?
Mm-hmm. Y'all got real beef, he invites you.
For what?
That's a setup. I don't care what you say. You can say, man, it's just me here. Nah. I don't care.
Nah. And then you be on the
road. Why I gotta be an example of that, though?
So what do you mean?
You know what I mean. Why you doing that?
Because you got hands.
I'm like, you did beat up somebody and snatch them out your car.
Not somebody, somebody's.
Yeah.
Couple of them.
Treat that nigga like GTA.
How do you think this is going to end up?
CJ.
He did that thing like game did.
Oh boy, hey,
who's that? Glock 40. How game did?
Oh, I remember that.
In the bushes with the Wayne crazy.
Oh my god,
Wayne the game. Hey, I love my cousin.
Social media, or something.
Nah, for real. How I see it ending, I think this is I think the music is done. The fact that Chris went on his IG and did the laughing emojis, that ain't enough, all that. Woo. I think the music is done, but I do think that something could in the foreseeable.
I don't want that to happen because they make money.
I just feel like they're going to cross paths. Yeah,
because we've seen that Chris cares about that.
They're going to cross paths for sure.
At this point, though, like you're in your mid-30s, bro. What are you doing hands for like that?
We've seen Chris care about that.
When he was younger. There should be a point to where you don't want to mess your money up. Why for what?
Maybe he thinks he won't mess his money up. Hey. I mean, everything else.
Or maybe Chris really believe he'll Pyro.
Hey,
I mean,
let's keep it tall.
Like, I've been here, and he got a lot of reputation in the streets.
Hold on.
Stop.
No. I'm not going to ask that.
You?
I'm not going to ask that. Although, I
know. Thing is, you can ask me how I know.
No, I was going to ask something else. I wasn't going to ask. I want to. I was just going to say, I'm not.
No.
How do you remember when you first heard about Chris Brown? What do you remember?
Let me know what I remember.
What was the first song or video, anything you saw?
Mm-hmm. I'll say the one we had with Lil Wayne.
Keep me.
Hold on, that Run It.
Okay, so, so up until what point did you believe that he was really a gang member? Because I never thought Chris Brown was a game member. I thought he was a nice singing, dancing dude.
Nah, like, kiss.
Okay, yeah. It wasn't about a red. But still.
Get like
this. But still.
Wall to wall. Red hat. L.A.
But still, when did you think that he was like...
Gloves. All that.
When did he convince you that he was a game member, though?
When he started hanging around gang members. And
how was he?
A little older.
Okay.
I'm listening.
Have you seen that video that he had with Aaliyah? Where Aaliyah wasn't, but he had Aaliyah in the background.
It's 20.
He had the
14, 15.
He had the khakis. 14. He had the khakis on. Mm-hmm. The red chucks.
Don't think that no.
Red hat. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he was with the blood.
I didn't ask you when he was hanging around people. I said when he convinced you that he was built like that.
I mean, he started doing street stuff, man.
Which was how old was he?
He was grown.
Okay.
I say at least.
Why you keep saying why? Because that's something that he wants to do.
He want
to
be a grown gang member.
Yeah, because this is the first time you ever heard this.
It's not. That's what I'm saying. This is weird. It's so weird.
Why is it weird?
But my thing is, I'm just saying. You saying it's weird, mm-hmm. but
even I mean, if people
saying that he actually moves like that, mm-hmm. if he got reputation in the streets of L.A., mm-hmm. Compton. Inglewood, all that, like, yeah, he got that reputation. He been around.
Do that? Ain't he from Virginia?
Correct.
So when did he go to the West Coast?
But if you've been in L.A. since you were 16, 17, mm-hmm. and we know how L.A. move around and how politics, well, some people know how L.A. is or how L.A. move around, and in certain politics and a certain lifestyle, you have to align yourself with certain people.
And then once you become 34, 35 years old, you begin to understand, this ain't a life that I want to live. I got children.
He knows that.
Why you keep saying that?
Because
you're projecting.
I'm not projecting.
You're not projecting.
He should be smart enough.
You can't say that man is smart.
Look,
are you going to do the same thing he does?
Whoa. First of all, your finger is aggressive.
Oh, my gosh.
Your finger is aggressive.
I'm going to just make my point, and I'm going to just leave it alone, okay?
You're projecting, though.
If you say so. If you are...
We all hear it.
If you're 34, 35 years old...
Please come subscribe. Please.
Come subscribe. Share.
Please.
If you're in your mid-30s and you want to continue
That's
living this life... You're right. You're going to be lost. Because then next thing you know, you're going to be 42, 43 years old still trying to do the same thing.
That's not the truth.
Wait a minute.
There are people that ain't like that.
I don't know. But that's not always the truth.
I know.
Maybe by 38, he's like, all right, it's time to put the flag down. 39, that's my last year. I'm giving it up.
All right, Wayne.
Okay, so my topic for tonight is, do you trust someone that is always going through something?
Do you trust somebody that what now?
That's always going through something. No matter what, he always got something going on.
Ooh, that's crazy. Almost can I like, say, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm strapped up, nigga. Fuck a good amount. That's why I'm home tonight. You feel me?
He was gonna say that.
You was in the studio with him. What you mean?
No.
Just say it.
Let me out.
Like,
who?
Have you experienced that before?
Oh, brother.
right now? You know somebody.
Yeah.
Close to the soul.
Yeah. Who these I think we, yeah. But, okay. Anywho. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been through that.
Time out. Hold on. Just pause for 1 second. No, keep it. No. Don't you touch that camera. What's up with you in the camera?
Mind the business that pays you. Go ahead,
man. You're going to be making drug trades off your camera.
Hold on, George. Hold on, George. Wait a minute.
This ain't lacing.
Hold on.
This ain't lacing.
Hold on, George.
Let me say something.
You got on my ass about some damn cookies. What we doing here? Wake it up. That's
if
crazy.
If you like your cookies, you like your cookies.
Because you didn't,
you gaslight him. You gaslight him. I don't like that.
What?
Yeah, I don't like that. Don't gaslight my
So, voice. Topic was.
Do you trust somebody that's always going through something? Don't answer you eating. Ryan,
no, I'm going to answer the question first. Because you seem like you hit him close to the heart.
Yeah.
That wasn't a...
Wait!
That's a foul. He's at the free throw line now. Go ahead, Wayne.
Alright. Weak ass foul.
Who you can... Alright, yeah.
That's a great question, by the way.
Yeah.
That's a fantastic question.
I feel like some of us been through that or going through that now, mm-hmm. You know. Mm. Boy, people just so childish, you know. People don't give a fuck.
So you don't trust them?
No.
Why not?
What? I ain't gonna trust you. If you're going through some shit and you try to talk to me about it and try to bring me in and bring me down with you, we ain't doing that. We ain't doing that, player. I don't roll like that. Because I'm cousin, bitch. Next person.
What's that mean?
That mean he went 2 for 3 at the free throw line.
Let me ask you a question, though. Let me ask you a question, though. So let's just say that, but you know this person, you're close to this person, you have a tight, close-knit friendship, relationship, brotherhood, if you will, with this said person. Do you think that would be easy just to not trust them just because they always going through something?
That's how I see it.
I don't trust them. And the reason why I say that, kind of like how we talked about, you're jealous. Kind of how we talked about,
I'm jealous of.
Anywho.
Oh my god.
So the reason why I wouldn't trust somebody.
That's
funny. Kinda, hilarious. Very laughable. Very much laughable.
Kind of how we talked about the people that always kind of look for negativity. So the reason why I say I don't is because if you're always going through something. Generally, it's because you don't solve the problem, or you are the problem, simply, and you're trying to run away from that. Man, I gotta tell you about this. Have you tried not putting yourself in that situation? And then when you say something like that, they get offended. Or, if you come tell me, let's say for like a month straight, that you got a problem with 10 different people, you were the common denominator. I'm going to ask you, okay, well, what did you do in the situation? I mean, I ain't really do much, man. That's how I know. That's a terrible... I shouldn't have said that.
You shouldn't have said that. I don't know why you said it.
Anywho, I don't trust
that's
you.
That's how logical...
No, it is. It's just...
It is, but... Bad time. Anyway, the point is...
How are we misbehaving? No. Don't save him out of this. Do not save him out of this. Let's talk about it.
No.
Why not?
No.
See, Avery, why not? You think we tardy at the class, but we on time. We on time.
Okay,
on
time.
We on time.
Let's talk about it.
Call up on.
I'm just answering the question. Can I tell my story?
You can tell your story, but your story got a question in it.
It's different.
So answer the question.
I'm answering the question. I don't trust people that always have things going on, because that just lets me know that, number one, you're not a problem solver. Number two, you're probably the problem.
Can I play devil's advocate?
Go ahead.
What if someone got something going on with me and only you know about it? Hmm? Like, let's say that you say, man, you always going, someone always got a problem with you. Mm-hmm. But you like, well, why they got a problem with me? Mm-hmm. I don't know. They said that you know what the problem is.
Like I just said, if...
So you don't trust me because they got a problem with me?
No. See, that's why I ask questions, though. Because I'm curious.
What's the answer you got?
Mm. What are you doing?
What are you doing? That's a question.
Yeah. I'll tell you the answer I got. The answer is that should be a conversation between you and the other person.
But what if the other person don't want to even have that?
Then that's up to y'all.
So what if the mm-hmm. other person is not the problem solver, but they got the problem?
Here's this is just me. Mm-hmm. In that situation, I would reach out, but if nothing gets done, I leave it alone. And then that's how they say, you know, you might be the villain of somebody's story. Okay. It is what it is.
You die being a hero, or live long enough to sometimes you turn into Two-Face.
The Joker.
Harvey.
It is what it is.
Flipping the coin, bitch. You got the light and you got the dark side. Pick one. Ryan. Just saying.
You cash? Yeah, I hear that. I hear that. It's like back iron, but mm-hmm. let's cash. I hear that.
I have
What's
new
up?
Candy
it's
all
like,
in my hand now.
Dirty up the glass too.
Do you trust individuals that always got something going on?
I think it depends on what they got going on. So like, in the sense of like, they have maybe like they're having issues with people. Like, say somebody who's like losing their job all the time, and then all they do is complain about the people that they're working with. Okay, yeah, I probably wouldn't trust somebody like that. But there are situations where, like, what if somebody's having, like, the stuff that they're going through is, like, purely financial?
Out of right? control.
Yeah, like, maybe they're going through a situation where they can't afford to pay for something. Whether that's they don't have a job that pays for it, or they're bad with their money and stuff like that.
True.
Situations like that, depending on how close I am with the person, I could maybe still trust them. I might not trust them with my finances. But
it'll be limited trust.
It would, yeah. There's a level in which I have to be like, hey, this is as much as I can help you. Everything else you got to figure out on your own.
What if they're doing that because they're just not, like I said, what's like...
You're the cute dog, wasn't
it? I did. That's crazy. That's crazy.
Ain't nobody going to take a tug at
that. As soon as he said that, I was like, I was like, you were like that. I didn't realize that. It's cool. It's what if they go through things like that too, but they don't do much to even change it? Do you still like give them that grace?
No, I think there's a limit to it. It's like, I feel like it's like somebody can do something to you only so many times till you're at that point where like, yeah, I'm not.
And you let them know like, I done did this
repeatedly. Yeah, yeah. And if it's like, you're not changing the behavior, then what can I do?
But they're going to get mad at you though, right?
Cool. That's fine. Be mad at me. Broke head.
I'm just saying, like,
I'm with you. It'd be like if you were really bad with money, mm-hmm. right? Like really bad, and you're like, hey, can you give me $100? Mm-hmm. I give you $100, and you blow it
repeatedly.
I'm not gonna keep giving you $100 because I know what you're
gonna do. But Brian, we cool. We're supposed to keep giving. You know, let me get $20.
Yeah, don't switch up on me now.
Switched.
That's literally how it goes, though.
Switched. I switched because you showed me that you don't want to change your behavior.
Mm-hmm. At that point,
if you don't want to change your behavior, I can't help you. I'm not going to enable your behavior, so I'm going to stop.
I'm not putting my hand out there to guide you. You guide yourself.
No. You've had your hand out there for 10 miles.
That's a good point, though.
Wait a minute. Huh?
No, that's a good point of what Ryan said. Like, at some point, you got to decide when you're going to stop being the good friend, because the good friend might turn into an enabler.
And that's what will happen. You'll you be enabling their bad behavior. And it's like, yeah,
and they say, no, you just being a good friend, but really I'm not being a good friend. I'm enabling your bad decisions or your bad behavior,
which is why making you think
and making you think that everything's okay when honestly you fucking up.
Yeah.
Or you fucked up.
Well, that's why I said
or you
Ryan, please, you it's your turn to pull.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't want to.
No, because I see your chest is turning red, bro.
Future Avery.
It's like them 80 movies, you know.
Future Avery.
Like, hey.
He didn't want me to do it, did he? Nah, he didn't want me to.
Tisk.
Them M&M's are great.
Oh, I bet. Yeah. You got the color in your hand.
I do.
There's somebody whose answer I would love to hear from this first. And I'm going to read the question. You're going to know. You're going to know whose answer I'd like to hear.
Hey, bro.
No, because I really want to hear your answer. Is it a deal breaker if your girlfriend has a lot of male friends?
Yeah. Go first. Go first, Wayne. Let me hear for you, cousin.
What's up? Yeah.
Is it a deal breaker if your girl has a lot of male friends? Now, before we answer this question, can we specify what is a lot?
What you mean?
That's a good question. No, that's a good question.
To some people, a lot is two different numbers. What is a lot?
But let's get a general consensus of what we think a lot is.
Yeah, don't ask me. I don't have a number.
You have a
ballpark. Do you have a range?
Ballpark.
No. That's fine. I'm going to start a range, and then you tell me how low.
20.
All right.
That's mine.
Well, I'm going to say 10.
Well, no. The reason why I say this is because I look at it real differently.
How do you look at it?
What do you mean?
Ooh. I thought he was supposed to go first.
No. You don't want to
know. What do you mean?
Because the thing about it is, I don't care how many male friends she has.
What?
Hold on. I don't care how many male friends she has.
Easy.
It depends on the relationship. She can have 3 male friends, but if she's like real touchy feely with all them, like real weird, that's a problem. But if she got,
what if they're gay?
I've been through that though. It's the same thing. Okay.
I just asked a question.
I've been through that. It's literally the same thing.
Go ahead.
Ooh boy. Anyways, the point is, it depends on the relationship. If literally she's friends with 100 dudes, but they like real cool, it's nothing weird, I'm okay with that. I have no problem with that. Because I'm not going to look at it like, man, you got a lot of dudes. If I trust 100% too, still. I don't have a problem with that. You don't like that answer, though, Wayne. Please,
I don't like that.
Please tell me why.
I'm sorry.
Just, hey.
I ain't mean to call you that, but.
So, wait, what you call me?
Nothing.
I can hear the editing. What do you mean?
That's why you're in there. Future Avery here. And then you can cuss him out for that. But anyway, what's a lot to you?
Okay.
Yeah, just give
my dog, he said 10, I said 20.
20's a lot.
It is a lot, 20, but 20's
quite a bit.
But the thing is,
that's a mob.
That's a gang.
20?
That's a gang unit.
Man, like,
they're calling a different type of police for you.
That's what I'm saying.
Trust me.
They're going to send a band. They're not going to send a squad car.
Yeah.
They're going to send a
band. Guess what? Yeah. It's a gang. All right. It's a game. But yeah.
Hey, boy, you sick.
Wait a minute.
Boy, you sick. He gonna get down, too.
Now.
Huh?
No, we gonna get down to it. Okay. We gonna get down to it.
Hold on. Before you go into it, give you a range. So we have a general consensus.
A lot?
Yeah. What's a lot?
So I'm trying to think of it from the opposite perspective.
Mm-hmm.
What would your girl think is a lot of female friends that you have?
I don't know, man. That's
one.
Isn't it crazy?
I don't know.
Generally, did he lie though?
I think every relationship is different.
It is.
I don't think that would be a problem for me.
I feel like if you flip it, I feel like.
No, it won't for us, but for them.
If you flip it, it'd be like 3 to 5 would be a lot, in my opinion.
But what if, like, okay.
I got a question after this, too, but go ahead.
Scenario.
Mm-hmm.
let's say your line of work is dealing with women. Like, let's say you're a party promoter or a club promoter or what the case may be.
You can work the grocery store for all you care. I like
my scenario a little better.
Yeah, because yours is more intimate in that way.
Yeah, because you're working with them on a day-to-day basis, yeah. And you can build friendship and rapport.
I got a question at this
point. I guess that makes sense.
Go ahead.
Yeah. What's your question?
No. Go ahead.
No, I'm done.
Are you done?
Yeah, that's my scenario.
I was just going to ask, why does it matter? Like, what is the root of the question, though?
Well, that's why I asked him first, because I just wanted to know his opinion.
Because what does it mean if she has a lot of male friends?
What do you mean?
What does it mean if she has a lot of friends?
It can mean a lot of things.
That's why I'm asking.
Okay, I don't want to be the one to ask a question to a question, but does she have a lot of female friends too?
She could. Well, she may not. Because a lot of women around dudes.
That's an issue.
For sure.
But why, though, is what I'm saying.
What's I don't think issue? That's an issue.
No. Hold on. What's the issue?
It's not an issue.
What I'm asking that you, what is the issue?
Your girl is hanging out. With 10 of
you're not answering my question though. What is the issue?
Did I not just say it?
No.
Well, shout out to this man.
She's hanging around a lot of dudes. What's the issue?
He's saying what's the issue, but you saying it. She's hanging out with a lot of dudes.
Okay, so what is the issue that she's hanging? What is going to happen?
Okay.
Are you?
Let me say this.
I want you to say it.
Look, let me say this.
I like it.
Anything can happen, brother.
I'm listening.
I'm just letting you know.
I'm listening.
Oh, you okay?
Can I give you an example though? Can I tell you something that I went through? So recently,
he started something.
So recently, I actually went out with one of my female friends, and I asked her, was she okay with it? At first, she was like, but after a while, she was like, it's cool. The reason why is because she knows me. She trusts me 100%. She knows I'm not going to go out and do anything stupid. At all.
And she also knows you're not that type of guy, right?
Whoa, I'm gonna tell you this.
I'm not gonna you're not safe from this, just to let you know.
I'm trying to understand.
So why you told me before then?
You can go. I'm just trying to understand. If she's hanging around dudes, I just wanna know. What do you have in your mind?
Let's go back to your story.
Go ahead.
Let's not leave this.
Go ahead.
You said at first when you first told her.
I asked, is she okay? Because I know the perception.
I'm talking.
You right. My bad. I'll be quiet.
I heard what you said. I'll be quiet. You went to her and asked her. Mm-hmm. You said at first she was like.
She was a little iffy.
Why was that iffy?
Because of things she's been through before.
It had nothing to do with you, my man.
Okay.
Keep going. A lot of niggas try to relate to trust. Like, do you trust? No, it's not just about that.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you understand, like, I can understand, like, a nigga, though. Like, no matter what, I can understand, like, from a different perspective, a woman can know a woman and the woman tendencies. So right. no matter what, like, I'm still not going to be okay with my significant other getting put in certain scenarios or situations where the temptation is all around.
Man.
And it might be a little too congested for them to navigate the proper way.
Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying?
I feel what you're
saying. So I think that it doesn't just boil down to, do you trust her or does she trust you? It's more than that. It's more than that in this world. That could be the base root.
But you also said a relationship is different too, though. Right?
For sure.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, it depends on your relationship. Because the relationship that we have, she understands. What she's been through, like you said, is not me, is what she's been
right.
through. But then when she realized that, okay, he's not going to do me like that, she didn't feel no type of way that I went. Plus, who I went with, she's already been asking about her. Like, I want to meet her and this and that. Cool. So it just took her a minute to realize. However, I want to know what is in your mind that she's going to do with these 10 dudes? And why is that in your mind?
It ain't like it's 10 dudes all at once. And like, he just, hey, babe, I'm finna go hang with the bros. Okay, cool. Like, cool. That's crazy.
Cool.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
That's not going to make you feel some type of way.
For me personally, no. Because I know my woman.
Wait a minute. I got this.
Ryan.
Go ahead.
You mean Ryan. You don't. You, what? Say again? Say again?
I said, for me personally, no.
Ryan.
Avery.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Hold on. What
do you want
to say?
Wait a minute. So, you wouldn't mind. Let's say, for instance, mm-hmm. you know, you're a woman, right?
Mm-hmm. Respectfully.
Respectfully. Now, if she had...
Shout out, producer.
Yeah, shout out to Mary in the cut.
Yeah. So, if she had 10 male friends, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some of them you probably don't even know.
Mm-hmm. Right? Just like I have friends that she don't know that are females.
Don't cut no, my man's
you, off. You're right. My bad. Go ahead.
Ignore that.
Go ahead. Yeah, ignore that. I didn't say that.
That's irrelevant.
Okay, I'm just...
Yeah, irrelevant.
You like that this muffin. Go ahead.
What?
Go ahead.
Okay.
You're out the game. You're on the bench for a reason. Stop.
But I'm just saying. Okay, look. I'm just saying. If mm-hmm. she have, you know, 10 men that she hangs with,
mm-hmm.
and... You don't know none of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if she tell you, hey, I'm about to go hang out with the fellas, I'll be back around such and such.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, babe, you good. Love you.
Mm-hmm.
You gonna let that ride?
I just answered this.
He did answer that.
But
you saying that it's okay.
Because I trust her. That's the relationship we have. I know it's
but look, but you do know. Like, I'm not saying that we are, but we are. But, you know, mans are dogs. They can do... No, I'm not saying... Can I say what you don't want to say, though? You scared somebody going to try to put a dick in her.
That's what it is.
It's not my woman.
I'm saying if your woman was in the situation, you scared somebody gonna try to put a dick in her. And
I mean, shit. If you gonna fuck off, bitch, you out the grill.
Hold on.
Hey, y'all. I'm sorry.
This no, is you're not. No, he you're not. Not. He you're not. Not. You wanted
come
this.
Come out. So, let me ask questions. Let me just write it like this go thing ahead. Real quick.
Let me ooze out a little bit.
Now, you said...
I said the quiet part out loud. I did.
That he's scared that someone's going to... First of all, that can't happen unless, you know what I'm saying, that one word. Because it takes two consensual parties to...
Definitely.
So, that will mean that she's... consenting to do that,
mm-hmm.
which in that case, that's not really your girl, anyways.
Exactly.
Yeah, you for the street. Fuck out. Simple as that. Bye.
However, that could make me still feel uncomfortable
mm-hmm. yeah.
if my woman is around 10 strangers to me.
Mm-hmm.
Might be to her, it might be. You know what I'm saying? I've been knowing them since high school, college, whatever,
mm-hmm.
grade school, schoolyard, church. However, you know them.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that's still weird.
Mm-hmm.
That it's 10 or more is crazy. That's a gang.
Mm-hmm.
I'm starting to think that, like,
like you also, Avery, did you understand?
I understand what you're saying,
especially
Wayne.
Knowing, like, an invite never came from it. Like, it's a separation of it. Like,
yeah. Like, I can't go.
I don't agree with that.
Like,
it's not the fact that I think that someone's going to
have sex with my girl. As a man, let your ass walk out and hang with 10 other niggas, and you got a whole nigga at the crib. We can hang out.
That's ego. I ain't speaking.
No, that ain't ego. That's true facts.
My only thing is.
Mm-hmm. That's true facts. I'm just saying.
You said it. Let Ryan get his piece off.
If you get smoked, Ryan. That's all I gotta say. If you get smoked, Ryan.
Yo.
Go.
Yo.
Anyway, so my question would just be, is 10 the number we're basing this on? Which,
yes, we'll say 10. That's 10. Yes, consensus.
My only thing is...
like, go ahead. My only thing is,
why would you need 10 male friends? Because what... To me, the way I look at it, if you have friends of the opposite sex, they must be providing you something. I'm not talking... He's taking it like sexual, and that's not what I'm talking about. Yeah. I feel like...
I see the part a lot.
Because, like, to me, the way I look at it, why would I need to have 10 female friends? What do 10 females going to provide to me that she can't provide to me?
You mean all at once or just
in general? I'm saying in general. What do I need 10 female friends
for? Y'all may just be friends. Just over the years.
I don't want it.
Okay.
I'm just that lawyer. I'm just saying. I don't want it. If I got a female friend, boom, she right there in front of me. That's all, and she should feel the same way about me. That's all I'm saying.
Wait, so she can't have male friends at all?
The fuck she need one? I got one. See, I don't know. What you mean? No, I'm just saying. Why? Insecurity?
Yes, she can have.
That's the point I was making.
She can have friends.
I didn't think we was going to get here.
You know what's crazy?
I didn't think it was crazy.
Go ahead, Ryan.
What's crazy?
That's crazy, man.
Go ahead, Ryan.
I don't think it's weird if your girl has some male friends. I just don't see why you would... I don't know why anybody would need 10 friends of the opposite gender. I just don't see that. Because I don't see what they're providing for you. Even if you're friends with them for since high school. That's cool. That's great. That's perfectly fine. But like, I don't see the point in needing to have that many friends. That's me personally. That's it.
But could they be friends, but not even like, I'm not even like hanging with you. Like, you might be in a whole other state. You just call me. We'd be on the phone for like 2 hours. This happens like once a week or once every two month. Hours. Or...
Once a week? No.
Because we just catching up. No. It's a lot of.
I see what you're saying, but two hours, that's a long time.
That's fucking crazy. You can talk about anything in 2 hours.
You can talk
about No.
That.
Now, I was like, bro, what's wrong?
I'm just saying. You ain't gonna be on the phone.
Who hurt you?
Nobody hurt me. I'm just saying. You ain't gonna be on another phone with another nigga for 2 hours. No, we talking about 2 hours.
Talking about family, talking about life, talking about jobs, talking about kids.
Man, nigga, life. What about our life, nigga? What we got going on? What that nigga got going on?
This is an insecurity. Wait, do you have female friends?
Do you have female friends?
He has hoes.
I don't.
You don't have any female friends.
Nope.
Why not?
None?
Well, we're family. That's different. That's different.
Yeah, this is different.
That's different. But outside of family, no. Why not? For what?
Hold on. Do you have a female friend?
Yes.
Do you have female friends?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm just curious.
No. Can't do it.
Okay.
You can't do it?
Can't do it.
Why can't you do it?
I'm saying, some women not trustworthy, man. They put the,
You're not dating them.
It don't matter. They still put your effort out there anyway. It don't matter. I'd rather stick with what I have here. Wait, family.
So if you had a girl, right, and she wants to go somewhere, can she not go?
Okay, so we back on this again. So we rebutted again. We rewinded. So he basically, okay, we doing this.
As I started this, I'm going to ask. So she can't go nowhere?
So we do this again.
Yes, she can't go nowhere?
With who, though?
Uh-oh.
Her girlfriends.
Yeah, can she go with her friends?
Okay. But you with the friends, that's cool. Okay. Girlfriends. But
all her friends are not just girls. It's one of the homeboys is going.
Nah.
Why?
Why?
It's like the show Girlfriends. Like, it's a William.
William's out there.
Machine never slept with William. William cool. William cool people. So he just be around.
I don't give a fuck about William. I'm just saying. Fuck that nigga.
I said the quiet part. I told you. I said it out loud.
You started this.
But you trying to say, you started this. No, you know what? I'm afraid that there's a nigga that's supposed to stick in this woman.
It's really you.
It's the truth.
You are scared that he's gonna put a dick in your woman. That's what it is.
It's not just that, though.
What is it, then?
Mm-mm, let it happen. Let this happen.
Let this happen. If that's not the only concern, what are the other concerns?
Okay.
Yes, sir.
I mean, like I said, touching.
I know.
Okay. It'd be a lot of touchy. I don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you got 10. I'm just saying.
I'm asking about one.
Even that one, if you touch it, it's over with.
What friends be touching like that?
Because the female friends I have, hug. That's it. And really, it's like a
yeah, it's a curse hug.
Oh, you don't like that either.
I'm not saying that.
Hey, come out. We'll revisit this. Prayers to Cousin Wayne. Ladies, please reassure Wayne in the comments.
Please.
Whoever hurt him, it's okay.
I'm gonna say this. Don't say nothing. Oh, none of y'all say nothing. Don't say a motherfucking thing about me.
See,
I don't give a damn.
And whoever gets him next, please take care of him.
And just know that he's fragile.
Quite. Like fine china.
That's good.
But
you got a tweet of the week.
I do have a tweet of the week.
Please.
We're not getting nowhere.
We weren't gonna get anywhere.
I'm just letting you know. You start.
Yeah. Okay.
Tweet.
Quietly. Tweet.
He's gonna read the tweet.
Yeah, this is a.
It's that candy.
It was. This is just a funny one that I
come nigga Denzel. He said it.
Why y'all be on that man, bro? He's trying his best. Right? That's crazy. This is just a funny one that I saw, and it's funny, but it's true at the same time. It just says. It says you can start a task at any time, not just times that end in 00 and 30. I just thought that was funny because I ain't gonna lie. I'd be somewhere like, all right, I'm gonna start at 6:30. 6:31 come, 7 o'clock it is. 7 o'clock come.
You gotta be even.
I can't start at 8:12.
Yeah,
like,
I ain't doing that, bro. Mm-mm.
All right, man. 8:25. I'm gonna get up. I'm gonna get a quarter till.
I'm just gonna go ahead and just wait till nine.
Look, somebody call you. You forgot something. Yeah. Like, man, wait. 8:37. All right, I'm gonna wait till nine. I'm gonna get up and knock it out. I'm gonna put them clothes in the dryer. And then I'm gonna go to sleep. 9 o'clock come around. And it's like 9:03.
I really miss my window. 9:30 though, I got this.
My fact, I'm gonna let the game go. Once the game go off, it'll be about 10. Mm-hmm. I do anything. I do anything.
And at 10:02, I do it tomorrow.
Yeah. I got some clothes tomorrow. I got some clothes. A little dirty. We'll figure it out.
Hey, that's what I said. I just thought that was a funny one.
That's true. That's a true statement. Niggas do move off even. Like, you gotta be.
You got to, man.
Yeah.
Think about it. You don't go nowhere until it's like, all right, we're gonna be there at 5.
Yeah, don't nobody say we gonna show. Hey, everybody be there at 6:23.
I cuss you out of
here. Yeah. I'm showing up at 6:30.
Yeah. All right, bro. I'll be there at 7.
Yeah.
He said 7.
CBT, bro. It's like a disease. Or a
superpower. Stop.
That's how you look at it.
Hey, don't say that around me because I'm fighting allegations right now. Do you have a?
Damn! What the fuck? That's correct.
Do you have an anime of the week for the viewers out there?
I do have an anime of the week. It's called Solo Leveling. It's brand new. Finished the first season probably like
Netflix
a month ago. No, it's actually on Crunchyroll. It might be on Netflix. I watch it on Crunchyroll because I pay for this subscription.
Solo
Leveling. So basically. It's about this guy. They're like in a video game. So like they're going to like dungeons and stuff like that. You have to beat the dungeon to get these crystals, and the crystals are used for money, energy for the planet, all that good stuff. He's like super weak though. So he goes into a dungeon, it turns into something else, and then he dies in the show. He lets everybody else leave and he dies, right? But then he comes back to life and he's getting stronger.
Soul survival.
Something like that. But as he's getting stronger, his personality is changing. The way he views other people is changing. I'm skipping that shit.
I tried to let it go.
Great show. Great animation. Fight scenes are great. And it's teaches you a lot about yourself and how you can change just because you get a little bit of power. Great watch.
Ooh, I don't think that's for me.
No, it's great. It'd be great.
Just how do you, so you find all your anime on Crunchyroll?
No, I have a few different sources that I find anime to watch, but it's easy to look on like Crunchyroll because you can kind of just like Crunchyroll does a good job of like popping the animes in front of you, like what's popular and stuff like that, or what just comes out.
Oh, okay.
Super easy to be there and hit like mainstream anime and stuff like that. But you know, I do a little searching though.
Just a little
searching. Just a little searching.
Hey man,
I'm like, not like how people look for music. You know, you find an artist.
Honestly, I just be like,
you just be there.
Yeah, I click on somebody's name and it say similar artist, and I'll go to the next one.
I'll watch anime. I'll finish his name. I like this similar anime.
Bro, hey,
it is
like it favorite. Yeah. The wine of the week.
That bothered them to go.
Yeah, I'm zooming in. Yeah. Good hell, though. Ain't gonna lie, boy. You hear me? Oh, that's Stella Rosa. Cranberry. Flavor. Never. Okay. So, if you want to really get smooth, dig it down. Okay. That's the wine to go to. You feel me? You dig? Yeah, it's a good flavor. It's good. You know, it's really good with your, you know, like desserts or whatever. Yada, yada, therefore. You know, good steak. You have a good little steak or whatever. Oh, hold on. Hold on. Rewind. Rebuttal. Bring that back.
Stop.
But get your wine today. You know, get your little cranberry. You know, Stella Rosa. It's good for you. You know, I'm out.
Appreciate that wine. One time, Wayne. Boy, you stupid.
Boy, you something else, boy.
Wow, that's crazy. Jordan, yeah, song of the week.
Fuck with me. Send the motherfucker back. You know, I'm out doing what's on it. God damn it.
I don't know. Anywho, song of the week. I've been really, really playing this. We Still Don't Trust You, 100 Miles a Minute. I don't know, man. I think Future Melodic might be like one of my favorite artists ever.
Ever?
Yeah, like
ever.
Like Melodic Future is like, that's just different, bro. He got this one song called This Sunday. Off of We Still Don't Trust You. Fire, fire, fire. If you hear it outside, it's fire. If you in the car, fire. If you in the crib, fire. Shout out to Pluto, man.
Can you send that to
me? Oh, yeah, I got you. Of course. Of course.
No, I like what I have, you know.
Of course. Something for Your Soul, Volume 24 is up. Installment 6. Apple Music, Tap In with the Gang. Great episode, guys. We're going to end with a question of the week, and then we'll let anyone else get anything off their chest, and then we're going to get right up out of here.
Okay, yeah. Well, you toxic.
Hush. I got accepted. People tell me a lot about me.
Anywho.
And then,
the question... question.
That was so fun.
Jordan.
Oh, shit.
The question is, ooh, simple question. How well do you handle rejection? Take us out of here.
We skip past that? We doing that?
That's a great question.
Wow, that's just how well do you handle rejection? That's all.
Ooh.
Do not answer. This episode is
I ain't gonna lie.
Jordan, get us out of here.
If you get my response, nigga, you're gonna be on the floor.
Get us out of here.
Again.
Get us out of here.
Again. No, don't do it.
I just
again. No. Again.
Hold on.
please answer the question down below. Drop it in the comments or hit us up on socials. Answer it on socials, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, what have you. This was a great episode, man. Anything else?
No.
Hey, bro.
No.
You can't speak for everybody.
Stop. I have a crying so hard. Hey, bro.
He's sweating and crying.
Boy.
This is a great day.
There you go.
It's a great day. All right.
Well, you made the show quick, ain't you?
Yeah.
Producer,
right? Hey, well, listen.
Nothing.
Anywho, hey, know that, you know what I'm saying? somebody loves you, no matter if nobody loves you. We up out of this thing, Pull From The Jar Podcast. We appreciate y'all tuning in. Make sure y'all tap in with the gang on socials. Like, comment, subscribe. Thank you to all the YouTube viewership as well. We're on Apple Podcasts. We're on Spotify. We're on Amazon. We're on Pandora. Just tap in. We're doing a lot, man. Got a lot more coming as well.
Love y'all. Stay blessed.
Absolutely. Know that someone Amen. Loves you. Someone loves you. Pull From The Jar. We out.
There you go.